Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The Bible says in Jeremiah 30 and 17, "For I will restore health to you, says the Lord, and heal you of your wounds." God wants to heal each of us spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Now, often emotional healing is blocked by the failure to move beyond the negative experiences of your past. And that's one of the reasons why Isaiah 43 and 18 says, "The Lord says, forget what happened before." Come on, can you repeat after me? "I must forget what happened before." Now listen to what else the Lord says. "Do not think about the past. Look at the new thing that I am doing. It's already happening. Don't you see it?" Folks, you will never be able to realize how far God has brought you from by constantly looking in the rearview mirror of your life. The devil wants you to be stuck. He doesn't want you to acknowledge how far you've come. One of the biggest obstacles to God's joy and peace are unresolved issues from the past that we just keep carrying. Ushers, lock the doors. Got to talk to the people today. The title of our message again is Letting Go of Emotional Baggage. Now that term, emotional baggage, refers to unfinished emotional issues, trouble, pain, disappointment, and abuse that we've experienced. It continues to take up space in our memory, and it affects our present relationships in our lives. People with unresolved emotional suffering tend to exist in two worlds. One that is plagued with their past experiences and one in which it's their current life. And often responding to their current world, they see it through a lens of the past. I ask you a question this morning. Does that statement relate to you? Because if you've been hurt in the past, you may be using that experience as your guide for what you expect in your current relationships. And it's just not true. Constantly being held back by your past can lead to lingering feelings of distrust and anger and frustration. "I'm just not going to let that person get that close to me." Even sometimes in a second marriage, "Nah, I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm not going to give that person my whole heart. Who am I talking to already?" Because those things will affect your relationship, sometimes even your marriage. You know, folks, it's time for us to turn our past over to God to be healed once and for all. You need to stop carrying that stuff. You need to leave that emotional baggage on the curb and walk away from it. Because God has called you to something much better. And if you agree that God is calling you to something much better, let's all give God a hand of praise. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says this. It says, "Give all your worries and your cares to God." All, not some. "Oh, you don't know what happened." Give it to God. "Well, it was for a lot of years, and they made promises, and they said this wasn't going to happen again. And I have just over and over again forgiven Give it to God. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Can you repeat after me? 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, give all my worries and my cares to God, for he cares for me. God has been watching you. God has been disturbed because it seems like you fell down and you can't get up. And some of you, over and over again, he has put his hand down to help you up and you look the other way. And all you talked about was the fall and what it did. God says to you today to forget what happened before and stop thinking about the past. It's important to understand how unresolved emotional baggage from our past is affecting us, and we've got to take steps to be healed, folks. We can't stay down there. Because it's not just affecting our past, it's affecting our present and our future. God wants you to get up and start moving forward in your life. But emotional healing is a choice. You must submit your will to God. You have to call on him to change you by faith, because those things really happen. You just can't say, well, I'm going to be better. I'm going to change. Look, it did happen. Sometimes people become uncomfortable when you share for the first time what you actually went through. They're uncomfortable to even hear it. Oh, you just need to get over that. Or you just need to move on. I'm not saying it like that today. I'm saying give it to God. You fell. It's been hard to get up. But he's given you a hand. Give it to God. It's a choice. But you can do it by faith. In Psalm 30 and 2, it says, oh Lord, my God, I cried to you and you have healed me. Verse 11 goes on to say, you have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and you have clothed me with joy. God wants to do that for you today. He's waiting for you to make that decision. Stop thinking about what happened in the past and forget the past and move into your present and into your future. Step out of the world of the past into the present. Leave the emotional baggage at the curb. Act like it's not even yours. Just move on. That's what God is telling you to do today. The book of Ruth illustrates how wrong choices bring sorrow and right choices result in emotional healing and restore divine favor in our lives. There was a Jewish father. His name was Elimelech. And he led his family out of their homeland during the time of a famine. Now, perhaps he was motivated by fear, but God didn't tell him to go. In fact, folks, often the shortage or difficulty in our lives is a test of obedience and faith. God wants to see, will we trust him? Don't allow any difficult experience in your life to drive you from the place God has planted you. It's a test. Because if you stay in the will of God, he will bless you 100 times more than where you think you're headed.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
In Psalm 92 and 13, it says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. That word flourish actually means to be abundantly blessed. Now, God told the children of Israel not to get involved with foreign countries because the spiritual influence of worshiping idols, the false religion, that is connected with evil spirits. Listen to what it says in Exodus 34 and 12. It says, be very careful never to make a treaty with people who live in the land where you're going. If you do, you will follow the evil ways that they have and be trapped. So see that you make no agreement with the people of the land and do not go after their gods or take part in their offerings or be a guest at their feast or take their daughters for your sons. For when their daughters give worship before their gods, then they will make your sons to participate with them. Elimelech chose to ignore God's warning to travel to a foreign nation called Moab with his family. In Ruth 1 and 1, it says, in the days when the judges ruled in Israel, a severe famine came into the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judea left his home and went to live in the country of Moab, taking his wife and his two sons with him. The man's name was Elimelech. And his wife was Naomi, and their two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were from Bethlehem in the land of Judah. And when they reached Moab, they settled there. Now, this is most interesting. The names of these characters and places provide spiritual insight into the story. Because Elimelech actually means God is my king. Naomi means trusting pleasantness. Mahlon means sickly. Chilion means pining. It means to suffer from emotional disturbance. Ruth means faithful companion. Boaz means swift bearer of the covenant. Obed means servant worshiper. Bethlehem means house of bread. And Judah means praise. Now, I want you to listen to some of those verses I just read by using the meaning of their names. Ruth chapter 1, starting with verse 1. Elimelech, God is my king, and Naomi, trusting pleasantness, took their two sons, sickly and pining, to the land of Moab, a place founded by incest. They left Bethlehem, the house of bread, in search of bread. See, folks, look, never trust your circumstances over the word of God. If God told you, don't say, well, I have to because of it. No, don't make an excuse. Don't do that. See, it can influence an emotional response when you disobey God that makes no spiritual sense. Because Elimelech, he disobeyed God to seek his own remedy to the problem. He left the house of bread searching for bread. And the Bible says, why search ye for what does not satisfy? Why do you search for what is not bread? People every day are searching for satisfaction and become addicted to things they thought would help, but it brought bondage and something worse into their life because, truth be told, they need God. We all need God, not things, not temporary things that are going to bring you into bondage, that's going to destroy your life. Folks, if God condemns something, you will never find satisfaction in it. The only thing you'll find is judgment and death. In Isaiah 55:2, it says, why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for things that do not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight in its abundance. Obedience to God always leads to abundance and blessing. Disobedience results in a curse that leads to death all the time. These things have not changed. Now, not long after they arrived, Elimelech, he was judged for his disobedience. And because of his disobedience, he brought judgment upon himself and he died. Ruth 1:3 says, now Naomi's husband, Elimelech, died. And she was left alone with her two sons. Naomi, pleasant trusting, wanted to return to Bethlehem. But each son married a woman from Moab. One son married a woman named Orpah, and the other son married a woman named Ruth. And they lived there for about 10 years. Now, although they had a chance to return to Bethlehem, the house of bread, Naomi, pleasantness, sons, followed the disobedience of their father, remaining to take foreign wives. Now, parents, you need to understand something. Your children will not follow necessarily what you say. They will follow your example. And this was something that was strictly forbidden. You wonder why sometimes children say inappropriate things. Is it possibly because they heard their parents say it? Like profanity, and they don't even know what it means. Where'd they hear that? Oh, it was on the television. Was it? Or were you using something? Or were you saying something? Did you do something? Did they see you do something that was inappropriate behavior, and now they're acting it out? Remember, you are an example to your children. Now listen to what happens next. Verse 5, then both Mahlon and Chilion died as well. Disobedience eventually leads to death. You need to know that. So Naomi was left alone without her two sons or her husband. Naomi watched her husband and her two sons die because of disobedience. I want to say something here, folks, because this is not a fairy tale. This is really the word of God. The Bible says every word of God is true. The flower withers. Things may pass away, but the word of God goes on forever. It never changes. Galatians 6:7 says, don't be misled. You cannot mock God. You will always harvest what you plant. Now, I want us to talk about the book of Ruth from Naomi's perspective, because she suffered from her husband's choice. In that time, wives followed their husbands. And now she's praying, but where was God? Folks, God will attempt to influence people when they pray. However, you can still resist the Holy Spirit. Do what you want to do. But one day, God will judge every person for the choices that they make. Either a blessing or judgment will come to your life based on your choices. Now, Naomi could have been angry with God, but instead, She made up her mind to return home to Bethlehem. It says in verse 6, she got herself together, she and her two daughter-in-laws, to leave the country of Moab and to set out for her home. She had heard that God had been pleased to visit his people and give them food. So in verse 8, but on the way, Naomi, who was trusting and pleasant, said to her two daughters-in-laws, go back to your families and your mother's home, and maybe the Lord will bless you there. May he reward you for your kindness to your husbands and to me. May the Lord bless you with the security of another marriage. Then she kissed them goodbye, and they broke down and they cried together, and they wept together. And Oprah, oh, did I tell you what Oprah's name meant? I don't think so. You know what her name meant? Runaway. So Oprah, or runaway, kissed her mother-in-law and said goodbye. But Ruth, whose name means faithful companion, clung tightly to Naomi. One returned home to live with her family, but Ruth, faithful companion, recognized this was a prophetic moment in her life. She made a choice. And she had to make a choice because she's at the crossroads now. Mother-in-law is saying, go back home. She had to make a choice to return to her old life or to embrace a brand new life. Now, I want you to remember that she was grieving. She had lost her husband. She could have returned home with that emotional baggage, but guess what? She decided to move on with her life. She decided not to keep sharing in her trauma. She believed that her future was going to be better than her past. She left her past. She left her customs. She left her disappointment, and she trusted in God, the God of Naomi, that it's going to be better for her in her life. It says in verse 16, Ruth, faithful companion, replied, don't ask me to leave you or to turn back. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. And wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us. And when Naomi, trusting pleasantness, saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she said nothing more. So the two of them continued on their journey. Folks, God will sovereignly connect you with people to fulfill his purpose and assignment for your life. And you have to choose to follow or depart.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part 3 of Steps to Emotional Healing. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior and you would like to do so, pray this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me of all of my sins. I am so sorry for them. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You said, with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness. And with the mouth, he makes confession, resulting in salvation. Thank you for saving me. I am born again. Now, if you meant that, Jesus Christ has come into your heart, and he is now your Lord. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the Lord will never be disappointed. You are a new creation in Christ. I want to encourage you to keep on praying to keep reading your Bible, go to church, and we'll continue to tell you what the Word of God says for your life. God bless you. Keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.